Now I'm joined here in the studio with Sarah Clear. She's Education Manager at Ballymun Rediscovery Centre. She's going to be talking about interactive workshops for parents and children to learn about science and the environment through activities. Good afternoon, Sarah, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me in today. Delighted to be here.
You're most welcome. Sarah, tell us about the interactive workshops. Are they only for parents initially, and what's involved?
Sure. So at the Rediscovery Centre, we run a really wide range of different workshops. So some of the workshops we do on Saturdays, they're for families, so parents and children. They can come along into our centre as well and get really hands-on and learn more about different topics, so things such as nature and biodiversity, to science, engineering. So there's a huge range of different kind of workshops we do, and they're all on our website as well, so people can have a good look at those. We also do summer day camps during the summer as well, obviously. And they're again from 10 o'clock till 2:30, and the kids get really interactive and learn a huge amount as well about all the different topics that we do. So it is a lot of fun, and it's in our centre as well in Ballymun, which is always worth a visit.
Okay, so they've actually started the one involving science, these interactive workshops. What kind of a response have you had?
Massively huge response. So the whole thing about all of our education team is that we're all really, really passionate, enthusiastic about getting people excited about science and things like that. So we really believe in what we do. We've got something very exciting coming up in May. We're getting the lens of an electron microscope, which sounds really weird, but it's going to be absolutely amazing. So basically, this microscope, you can take really cool pictures of different objects really up close. So I saw some pictures that people have taken of a fly's wing, where you can see the absolute structure of a fly's wing and how that all works. Also, how their compound eyes are actually made. So when you look at a fly, you kind of go, ugh, gross, but there's a lot of really cool stuff you can see as well with those. So we're going to be doing a lot of workshops as well in May, and also in this during the summer as well, with that fabulous piece of kit, thanks to Hirachi, who are lending it to us for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, sounds absolutely wonderful. Do all the workshops take place inside the Rediscovery Centre, or do you have outside activities?
We do a lot of workshops actually at the Rediscoveries as well for people in the Dublin area. So people can come along to those, and again, all the details are actually on our website. But we also do a lot of outreach workshops. So sometimes with schools, sometimes with libraries, sometimes with different community groups and special needs groups as well. So it's quite a range of different people that we do science and environmental workshops for.
Excellent. Okay. When you say bringing science into children's lives, what kind of science are we talking about? And like, is it physics, chemistry, biology? And also, what's involved? There was a mention before of utensils from the home being used.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of the time when we're doing our science workshops, we actually cover a huge range of different topics. This is everything from sound and light and electricity through to the science of bubbles. So looking at the chemistry of bubbles, which is really cool as well. And we can teach 4-year-olds all the way up to teenagers about that. There's quite a lot of science in that. You wouldn't believe it. We also do workshops as well all around kind of engineering and maths. So we have found a way to make maths really fun and really engaging too. So some of the things we do with our science workshops are things like doing bug hunts. This is something very simple that parents can do at home with kids too. So I can explain a little bit about that, so maybe people get some ideas of what they can do themselves as well. So bug hunts are actually really simple to do. Really all you need is a phone, cleaned out yogurt pots, a metal spoon and a homemade viewer that I'll tell you about in a second. So you can just go out into your garden, any kind of outdoor space or a park or anything, and have a look and see what kind of bugs and cool insects and invertebrates that you can find around there as well. So if you take pictures with your phone, you can zoom in and see quite close up to these really cool animals as well. If parents want to do a make and do activity, what they can do is get a plastic bottle, turn it on its side and cut an 8 centimetre by 5 centimetre hole in the top of it. That's basically going to be your breathing hole for it, so the insects can breathe when they're in the bottle. And if you just cover it then in some mesh just to keep the insects inside. If you put in a little bit of stones or soil or leaves as well into your bug viewer, then capture some insects, put them into it and keep them for an hour or two, and you can examine them behaving naturally as well. So it's a little viewer, and if you want to keep that outside as well, that's fine, rather than bringing them into your house. I know a lot of people can be a bit squeamish about that.
Okay, when you say bugs, you're talking about flies, all the wing ones. What about like maggots and worms and stuff like that?
Absolutely. There's a huge amount of grubs and maggots and worms and slugs and snails. They're fascinating to watch. A lot of people think they're really gross. They're actually pretty amazing when you get up close and you're actually examining them. And generally, kids love interacting with nature, whether it's mini beasts, so small little creatures, or bigger creatures as well. So it's a really nice way to introduce your kids to nature and make them a little bit more interested in science and living things as well. And the main thing is always to be very gentle with the creatures, because you'd hate if a giant came along and squished you. So just bear that in mind.
Yeah, you're putting ideas in my head here. Yeah, what about bees?
So bees are actually
wasps,
bees and wasps are one of our most fascinating creatures. So bees, basically, if they do sting you, they die. So they don't want to sting you. They'll only sting you if they feel really in danger. So if you're just very calm around them, because bees can actually sense when you're waving around and very nervous of them. So just stay really calm and you can actually watch them quite close. And if you have a really close look, you can actually see the pollen baskets on the side of their legs. So they're like little pockets in their legs that they stuff all the pollen into. They're fascinating creatures.
Right. So let's go back to the workshops. Mm-hmm. Are they for parents only, or parents and children? Or
they're for
they
parents
mix them?
And children as well.
At the same time?
At the same time as well.
Okay.
A lot of people might just bring their kids along, then they'll stay for the workshops, and then they just want to get really hands-on. So we usually have a lot of parents who are making their own parachutes if we're doing something on forces and air resistance, or going out and doing their own bug hunts when they're there with us as well, or getting involved with their kids as they're learning. So it's all inclusive. All of our workshops are all about being inclusive for the whole family. So we might have everyone from toddlers. Usually we aim them at 4 to 12 years old, but we sometimes have toddlers coming along as well and getting engaged with science too. You're never too early to start, or too late.
Okay. How many would you have on each workshop?
We usually take up to 20 children, and then we can take parents as well. So we can cater for quite big groups. We've got a fantastic education team as well. So we love to cater for as big a group as we can manage.
Okay. And how long is an activity for?
We usually do the workshops for about 90 minutes, which we think is usually long enough. An hour and a half. It's kind of long enough as well.
And they get about right,
And then they go away and get really excited. And usually the next time they're back, they tell me all about the science they've done in the meantime. Or the parents do as well, which is great and really engaging too.
Okay, so this one, all about the bugs, would be at one particular workshop, and then would they come back for another workshop on something else?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got Engineers coming up. It's at the start of March as well, and that's a fantastic opportunity for people to get engaged with engineering. It's not something people do that regularly themselves, but there's a huge amount of activities you can do. So we're running hands-on experiential workshops that families can come along to. We also take bookings for schools, and I've got a little tip for parents for something to do at home, very simple one. If you get a packet of dried spaghetti and marshmallows, you can set your children a challenge for being able to construct the tallest tower you can using only the spaghetti and marshmallows. So you can use the marshmallows to put together the structure of it. So they're like the corners or the joints of your tower. And I've seen one, I think the tallest we've ever gotten was 98 centimetres. So you can get them quite tall, but they need to be structurally quite sound. So if you plan it, design it, improve it, you're actually going through the engineering process, and it's a lot of fun to do as well.
Right, that's amazing. Yeah. Tell us about how they can create artwork from recyclable items.
Absolutely.
Which is another,
So one of the big things the Rediscovery Centre does is we're trying to change people's perception of waste. It's not just something we throw away and get rid of. It actually goes somewhere. So one really good thing we can do to kind of reduce the amount of waste we're making is to reuse things creatively. So you can use anything from food cans. If you wash them out well, you can use those to make pencil holders. Or you can also use Tetra Paks, so milk cartons and juice cartons. If you clean them out, you can actually cut holes in them, put string on them. If you put some bird seed out, you can actually use those as bird feeders. And this is a really good time of year to do that as well. So every time you're about to throw something into your recycling bin, have a look at it and see what else you could do with it. There's a huge amount of different things, and you can get really, really creative with all the different types of materials as well. So we've actually done workshops as well. It's called Creative waste reuse workshops, craft ones, and the amount of imagination that the kids use once we get them started and educate them a little bit about why we shouldn't waste, they actually get really into it. There's some amazing creations that come from it too. So we do run workshops. Often they're seasonal as well. So we might do some for Halloween, for Valentine's Day, for Christmas as well, all about kind of creatively reusing waste.
All sounds absolutely wonderful. And is there, particularly the activities in the Rediscovery Centre itself, is there a charge involved or is it all?
We would love to be able to do it for free, but oftentimes we actually do charge because obviously staff costs and things like that. So we charge €10 per child is kind of our regular cost. But if you keep an eye on our website, sometimes we do get funding that we can deliver workshops for free as well. So we will have some really exciting ones coming up over the next couple of months. So again, keep your eye on social media and on our website too.
So that's €10 for one workshop.
€10 for one child for one workshop, yeah, which is really good value as well.
Yes,
it's a lot cheaper than a babysitter.
Yes, absolutely. And for anyone interested, how do they get involved? Is there anything on your website or?
Yeah, if you're interested, if you go to our website, so rediscoverycentre.ie, and have a look at our events page, there's a huge amount of different activities happening all the time as well. So for parents as well, if you do want a little break from your lovely little children, we do practical skills courses in furniture and bikes and fashion. And there's also a huge range of other things going on. But if for family events, we do have a lot of different family events going on as well.
Okay, so it's all under events in your website, rediscoverycentre.ie.
That's it.
Excellent. Sarah, we'll leave it at that, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish
just
up.
Just one thing I'd like to say
is
these things at home instead of the usual don't. So thank you all very much.
Okay, Sarah, thanks again for joining us today. Hopefully we can talk to you again on a different topic, and all the best to you. Take care and have a great day.
Thanks very much.
You're most welcome.